The Rambam in Perek Aleph in Hilchos Nedarim, Halach Yud Ches says, Ha'omel chaver masha ochel imach lo yehe chulin, o lo yehe kosher, o lo yehe dochi, o lo yehe toho. Havezek kmishama lo kol masha ochel imach yehe korban shu osa. So if he says the negative, lo yehe kosher, and so on, it implies that lo yehe kosher, that it's, you see, that it's as if he said, it's as if he said korban and it's osa. So you see that the Rambam passes like a chachamin, that mechlal lavat hashemei hein. But nonetheless, in halacha chaf, the Rambam's paskins, chulin she ochalach, and so on, chulin she lo ochalach, hachulin she lo ochalach, kechulin she lo ochalach, haveze mutter. So in that case, it paskins, it's just mutter. So the Raivad asks himself that there's a steeple between, because here it sounds that you don't see mechlal lav she to shemei hein. And the Raivad says, am avam zeh hamechabim zakesh tol lebetrei, hula mala posik yechachomim, v'hocha kama k'reb meya. So, in terms of explaining the steam in the Rambam, apparently the Rambam interprets that the sugya, at the end of the sugya, the Gemara Nedarim daf Yud Aleph on Beis, contradicts the beginning on Yud Aleph, and the Gemara it leaves it that a loshen lo chulin depends on the machlokes between the Meir and Chachamim, and according to the Maskonos of Gemara, the loshen of lo chulin is chal even according to a Meir, because since there's it's explicit and it's very clear what he means, that it means lekorban. So the machlokes between the Meir and Chachamim is limited only to a place where the interpretation of the language is not clear. Where there can be another interpretation. For example, bechulin lo ochalach, where you can interpret it that im ochal yehoso. In that case, Rameya holds, we say, Mechla lava tashamehen. However, in a case, an explicit negative case, negative language, where he says, lo chulin, so lo chulin or lo kosher, even Rameya would agree that that we say, Mechla lava tashamehen, because it's explicit, more explicit. However, according to this, it remains difficult, the psak of the Rambam by Kil Asanazi. Because the Ram says in Per Chafav in Hilchos Sanhedrin, by Kil Asanasi, the Ram says, O Shehoisa Haklola Bor Michlal Hadvorim, Kagon Shama Al Yehi Ploni Boruch Lashem, O Ayvacheu Kel Kyotum Advorim, Elu Enu Loike. If he says it, Al Yehi Ploni Boruch, he shouldn't be blessed. So you're not Loike, that's not considered Klola. Even though it's in this case should be, you should have said Michlalav Atoshmehen, that it should be like a klola. Why is that different in the case of klola than neder? So the Rav said it would seem that the Ram holds that by that even though when he says lo this is the understanding of what he's saying is clear, and that's why for neder it's good. And by neder it's good as opposed to klola, because by neder there is a loch of yados. So if lo ochel, or for example, lo kosher and so on, all those languages mean lo kosher, but it means therefore, but it's korban. So even that is not, that works by neder, because by neder there's a chiddush din of yados. However, by klola, there is no din of yados, and therefore you need an explicit language. And if therefore it's mekalel the nasi in lo yeh boruch, that's not, and where there is no din of yados, that's not considered klola, because he didn't say it explicitly. And the Rambam, it's interesting, the Rambam combines in Perek Chafav Sanhedrin the tour of klola, if it comes from a in implied from a negative language, lo yabarach and so on, he combines it with halacha of mimikalo without Hashem. And so what's the relationship between them? So the answer that if you mekalel without saying the Shem Hashem and Fuvish in part of the klala, you're potter. And that's because for klala, you need it explicit a klala with the Shem Hashem, and the implication, even though it's clear that he means klala, Lashem is insufficient by klala. And similarly, in a case where he says it in the negative, lo ye baruch, he's potter, because that's not a lashon of an explicit klala. And therefore the Ram combines these two halachas.